A groundbreaking life. An important meeting. In 1953, one early winter day, geologist Li Siguang received an invitation to an important meeting with China's state leaders. They wanted to know if the country was oil poor, like many geologists said. Li Siguang told them, China is rich in oil resources. He then suggested that the government should carry out research for oil all around China. In 1954, he pointed out three possible places for finding oil. Li Siguang made his suggestion based on his research. His words gave great confidence to people in China at that time. The path to geology. Li Siguang was born in Huanggang, Hubei Province, in 1889. He first studied in a traditional Chinese school. At the age of 14, he went to Wuchang, now part of Wuhan, Hubei Province, to study. He later studied in Japan and the United Kingdom. Li Siguang studied shipbuilding in Japan. But when he returned to China, he realized that the country didn't have any good iron mines to produce steel for ships. So, he decided to learn mining in the United Kingdom. However, he soon found that studying mining was not enough. He also needed to know how to find mines. So he started to study geology instead. In 1920, Li Siguang finished his studies and returned to China. Then, he started his lifelong work on geological research and education. The perfect encyclopedia. Li Siguang said that nature was the perfect encyclopedia. He stated that people should always think about the links between different things when they study nature. One example to prove this came in the 1920s. At that time, Li Siguang wanted to get a clear picture of China's coal resources. He spent years studying a special type of fossil and named it Ting. The study of this fossil was important for deciding the age of different rock layers. This helped people to find coal layers more easily. Li Siguang also discovered how China's oceans have changed over time. This helped people to understand the movement of the Earth's crust. This was the start of many exciting developments in Chinese geology. It led Li Siguang to put forwards his theory of geomechanics. Glaciers of China. Li Siguang is also well known for his work on Chinese glaciers. From the 1920s to the 1930s, he explored China's mountains, rivers, and seas. Based on his research in the Datong Basin, Lushan Mountain, and Taihang Mountain, he suggested that there were glaciers in China a very long time ago. Before Li Siguang's work, geologists around the world believed that there were no such glaciers in China. In the spring of 1934, Li Siguang took a group of foreign geologists to Xiao Tianchi, a pool on Lushan Mountain. He pointed to the valley below and said, "Gentlemen, you can see the U-shaped valley. It was formed by a glacier's flow." Later, Li Siguang found more signs of glaciers on Huangshan Mountain. He used these discoveries to publish papers and books about glaciers in China. Fire in the marsh. In the past, many thought China was oil poor. But in fact, China was one of the first countries to know about oil. The Book of Changes was written about 3,000 years ago. It talked about fire in the marsh. Nearly 2,000 years ago, the Book of Han recorded that the Wei River, today's Yanhe River, can be lit on fire. Shen Kuo, a scientist from the Northern Song Dynasty, 960 to 1127, called it Shuyo, rock oil, in his Dream Pool essays. He wrote, "It comes from the earth and never ends." He also said that one day it would be used all over the world. After the founding of the People's Republic of China in 1949, China needed more oil than ever. It became very important to find and use oil. In the early 1900s, American and Japanese companies looked for oil in the north of China. They found some, but the quality was poor. However, Li Siguang still strongly believed that China had the right geological conditions to produce and store oil. The search for oil. In early 1955, on the Songliao Plain in China's northeast, a team was carrying out geological surveys. The weather was bitterly cold, and they faced very difficult conditions. But the team never stopped their work. The team went there on Li Siguang's advice. He said that the Northeast China Plain and the North China Plain might have potential oil fields. The natural conditions in northeast China made it hard to work there, but the team never gave up. Li Siguang's work inspired many more people to join the search for oil fields. By the end of 1957, one team finally found signs of large oil fields. In later years, they made more discoveries, one after another. Just before the National Day in 1959, a drilling well in Daqing, Heilongjiang Province, struck oil. A gush of black oil shot into the sky. Loud cheers rang out across the well site. A world-class oil field had been found. Later, more oil fields, like Shangli and Dagang, were found. This showed clearly that Li Siguang was right. These finds led China to build its first bases to produce oil. China was no longer an oil-poor country. Beyond oil. Few people know that Li Zeguang also helped China's nuclear industry greatly. Uranium is important for nuclear energy. As early as 1943, Li Zeguang pointed out that China probably had uranium resources. He sent teams to Guangxi, and they discovered uranium in a cave in Honghua Town, Zhongshan County. This was the first time uranium was found in China. In April 1955, Li Zeguang started preparing to search for uranium across China. He believed that uranium was most common in areas with many different geological structures. He was correct. Soon, large amounts of uranium were found in China. Only a few years later, on the 16th of October 1964, China successfully tested its first atomic bomb. The effort to save millions. In 1966, a big earthquake struck Xintai, Hebei province. Li Zeguang at once organized a team to go there to carry out surveys. Even though he was in his late 70s and in poor health, Li Zeguang insisted on doing hands-on work himself. Li Zeguang thought that earthquakes were a natural phenomenon that could be studied and understood. But this would need many years of research. Until the last moments of his life, Li Zeguang still cared about earthquake research. He said to his doctor, "How I wish to have another half year, because we will for sure see results of our earthquake forecast research." Li Zeguang spent his whole life studying nature. He will always be remembered for his hard work and deep love for Chinese geology. Word bank. Crust. Encyclopedia. Essay. Forecast. Geologist. Geology. Glacier. Gush. Hands-on. Layer. Marsh. Mine. Phenomenon. Plain. Steel. Uranium. Valley.